Mandy Pryor, and I'm with the Southwestern PA Business Podcast, hosted through the Southwest Regional Chamber of Commerce. And we are here today with two fitness fanatics for our first episode of 2024. And they are going to talk a little bit about their business and what you can do to set 2024 off on a good foot. Hi, Natalie and Dustin.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
We're great.
Awesome.
You're good. Good. Nice warm weather out here in Pennsylvania for the first time in forever.
Feels like it.
Yeah. So I guess let's get started just talking a little bit about your business and you know, how you guys got started in this industry.
You want to go?
You can start off.
Okay, so we're fitness fanatics from a long time ago, right? We've been, fitness fanatics has probably been around maybe, what, 24 years now, at least, right?
Like that, yeah.
We are the second owners. We took over in 2020, March of 2020.
Great time to buy a gym.
Perfect time,
awesome
for
time
gym.
To buy a gym. Yes.
But we looked at those 3 months that we were closed, time to revamp, renew, redo the inside of the gym, so we were up and ready to go. But we've known each other since you were what?
Little,
yeah. We've known each other for a long time. So probably, I don't know.
Yeah, Natalie used to train my, or not used to, still does train my parents back at Fitness FedEx and gyms prior to that. And so we've known each other for a long time. And when the previous owner was going to close down the gym, just happened to be, seemed like at the time, she was making the right decision in 2020 that she was going to close down in March.
I was like, did she know COVID was coming?
I'm thinking she might have known something. it was like, oh, well, we've been going to this gym for 21 years. What are we going to do? And looked at each other and my father and went, well, why don't we take it over? And so we decided at that point that it was January of 2020, then March 1st of 2020, we would take control of the gym and call it our own. And about 2 weeks later, COVID hit and we weren't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then come June or whatever it was that we were allowed to reopen, like Natalie said, we were able to renovate the whole thing. People went from reds and purples and colors inside that hadn't been updated in a while to really nice clean white and black and crisp modern day feel to it. But we were trying to really keep that family fitness, we call it Fitness Fanatics for a reason, because everybody there is a fanatic, one about fitness, but also about each other. It's a real family organization and everybody's known each other there forever. It's a real tight knit group and hoping to grow it.
Well, I can only imagine. I mean, I went to a gym in high school in Natron Heights, where I was from, and it was this smaller gym, and it had two stories, and it was very small, but like everybody went there. And it did eventually close. I mean, this was like a long time ago, but that's a sad moment. You do kind of want to save it. You feel like, you know, it's a little different than the bigger box fitness facilities.
When you look down the road and you see the big guys, the big boxes, and the lines of people going in first thing in the morning, and you come in and you look, I know every single person in here. I know their kids' names. I know what they do for a living. It's a secure facility. It's nice to be able to work out in a private place like that. That it's because working out, while it's a very public thing, it's also very private, right? And so it's nice to be in that environment.
Well, and that's one of the things I think we say about Fitness Fanatics is that we make personal trainings. That's our baby. That's what we love to do is we make it personal. Like everybody's different. Everybody needs a lot of the same things, but some days you come in and you're feeling it. We have people who come in there who are very goal-oriented and want certain specific things, but then we have people who come in and say, oh my gosh, when I come in here, I just forget about the world. I can come in, I can listen to the great music, I can just know that I get my workout in, I know it's a safe, effective, and efficient, and most of all, that it's fun. And if it's fun for people, they're going to have a good time, and they're going to realize, wow, fitness isn't so bad. This is kind of fun. I'm going to come back.
And not intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, people come in, you know, ponytail here, bed hair, don't care. You know what I mean? That's just how it is, right?
Look, I'm here for a reason.
Right.
I'll get ready later.
Yeah, right, yeah. For sure. It's nice.
That's nice. And I think there is something to be said about the smaller private gyms. And you are conveniently located, if people don't know. Where are you located?
Oh, so we're located in the best spot ever, right?
Yeah.
So we're located in Great Southern Shopping Center. We're nestled right in between Pet Supplies Plus, and almost everybody has a pet or a dog or a cat or a fish or something.
Sure.
And then everybody wants to have a party. So on the other side of it's a Party Supplies Plus.
So pets and parties and
workouts. Pets, parties and workout. You can't beat it. And then my favorite place is TJ Maxx. So, and then you can go, you know, you can get your food, your groceries, dog
DJ's
food, pet food.
DJ's Barbecue's right there.
And DJ's Barbecue.
As long as you're not tempted to go to Wendy's.
course.
Don't go to Wendy's afterwards.
It's too packed.
It's too expensive. It's going to be too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but you can get your workout gear at TJ Maxx. Yeah. So there we go.
It is.
We cover everything.
Cute colors, too.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Oh, they have like dumbbells there now?
Yeah, dumbbells, everything,
things.
You know?
All the things.
Anyway.
So what does your gym offer? So you have personal training. What else is? What else do you feature there?
So our baby is personal training, which we're always looking to grow, having personal trainers in there. We also offer right now, we'd love to increase our business as far as group exercise. We have 2,000 square feet in the back where it's a group exercise space. We primarily use it for personal training, or we offer club memberships too. So our club members can come in there, they can pull out a mat, they can use kettlebells, whatever they need to do in the back room, jump rope, use rowers. We do have 10 real rider bikes. I don't know if people are familiar with those, but they're the real riders. They're the stationary bikes, but they actually move laterally from side to side, and you burn about 25% more calories when you're on there.
Wow.
You feel like you're on a real bike outside because you're moving left to right.
Because it feels, there's movement to
and
it.
And they can be a little
I've
bit,
never tried them.
Yeah, awesome. I have to be honest, you have to be, I always tell people, they're a tidbit intimidating, but give them 3 tries and you'll never go back to a basic stationary bike. And I teach a Saturday class, it's called Ride, Strength, and Refresh. So I do 20 minutes of a ride on that bike, and then we do 30 minutes of weight training, and then 10 minutes of just kind of a stretch and refresh. And that's a Saturday.
That's great.
Yep.
I mean, I'd probably be the person to fall off at the first couple of times. Then I'd be fine.
No, we haven't had that, have we? Anyone fall off? No.
Not
no
yet.
One's ever fallen off.
I almost fell off a treadmill like 2 weeks ago because my phone dropped. And then you automatically go to grab it. And then I almost like just took off backward. The guy next to me was laughing. I'm like, oh, thank goodness I got it. I'm that person.
But, hopefully they weren't filming it.
I'm always waiting for somebody to film me in my, you should hear my stories, like the things that happened to me. But, so you also have machines.
Oh yes. Yeah. So we have a full line of Nautilus equipment. We love the Nautilus equipment. It's kind of old school, but from a training perspective, someone who's maybe just getting started or little intimidated, really not sure what they can, the Nautilus equipment puts them in a very safe, effective, efficient spot. They feel comfortable on the equipment, and they really feel like they've accomplished something. As opposed to, we also have the dumbbells, the free weights, the kettlebells, exercise bands, but sometimes you get them started with that, and they feel they're just not as comfortable with that. So,
sure.
But we all, as a trainer, I always mix and match. You never know what's going to be happening. I mean, I do, but as far as you coming in for a workout, it's always something interesting, something different, something as a client you don't need to think about, and you can just get your workout done, get in and out.
You know, from a personal training standpoint, we really cater, we have a number of different types of clients, but one of the main clients are busy professionals, so executives, higher-ups in business, and offices, doctors, and they want to come in and get out. Right, and they don't want to have to think about what they're doing. So they come in, go to Natalie, all right, what are we doing today? And it's off to the races for 45 minutes to an hour, and they can go back to work, and they're in and out. And like you said, how convenient we are, where we're located. You can get, we've got an individual that comes all the way by the airport from work, but it's still easy to get in and out right off the highway, and he's back at work.
It's like on the way.
Yeah.
Just stop by.
Yeah, just stop by.
Right, and you get your lunch at Fresh Time.
Yeah, Fresh Time's good. Right next door, and you feel healthy going there.
Right. So absolutely.
That adds to it. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell to a person who was coming to Fitness Fanatics for the first time? Because obviously you have people who know what they're doing. But I know it can be very intimidating, or people get stuck in the elliptical or treadmill team, and that's where they stay. They're like, I'm good here.
Treadmill.
Yeah, treadmill.
Well, yeah. So I totally agree with what you're saying. Treadmill, or they just go back in and they grab their dumbbells. They do the exact same weights. So I tell people too, which they can check us out on our website, right?
Yep, fitnessfanaticsinc.com.
Which is just our new. We've just
brand
put it
new.
Up, maybe.
With another member of the local chamber, Higher Images.
Higher Images, shout out today.
Woo-hoo! So they did our website for us, and it kind of gives you a little bit of information about what we do there. So I tell people to check out the website, go to the website, check it out. You can follow me on Instagram at fitnessfanatics420. I always post some stuff on there. I say, call and make an appointment. Call, send me an email. Come on in and check it out. We're very low key. Come and feel the environment. Do you think you're going to like to be here, first of all, just coming in the door? And then I always schedule a complimentary training session. And then I have my Saturday complimentary free class. Come and get a feel of us. If you think you're going to like it, then let's get you signed up and we'll get you, you know, we can sit down to a consultation and see what you need. It's all about me making a fitness program for you. What do you need? What do you want? And if you don't know what you need or what you want, that's my job to say, okay, hey, let's take you through this light workout. Let me see what I feel you need and what I think you might want. And then let's tie it all together and help you become a healthier you.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get people for personal training for more than just weightlifting competitions, or,
You know what, our clientele, which is a great clientele, like Dustin had mentioned earlier, it's a busy professional. We have lots of people who too are retired, and I have a lot of people in their 80s too, who are realizing that they need to move and they want to move, and they're afraid to go to a big box gym because nobody's watching them.
That's true.
Nobody's watching them and nobody's making sure that they're doing things properly. Or if something happens, who's going to be there with them?
Natalie has a great saying that what you do in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s affects what you can do in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So it's a matter of doing the work now to make sure you're set up for success later.
Well, and I 100% agree. My gym goals have totally changed over the years, from watching the calorie counter every second of every workout to weight machines, free weights, and doing it for cardiovascular health and muscle health. I don't know if that's, muscle health and making sure that I am stronger and can pull my own weight, right? Pull my own weight. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays too, we're talking about the, the physical aspect of personal training and the physical aspect of exercise, whether you're walking and stuff like that. It's not really expensive to incorporate exercise and for you to feel better about who you are. You just need to get up, whatever shoes you have, go for a walk. So too, it's about mental wellness. Right? Making sure you start to move your body, your mind starts to feel better. I know for myself personally, I can have a list of 25 things to do, and it's like butterflies in my stomach. And then I'll say to myself, okay, butterflies take more formation. You go out in a run, and while I'm running and I'm starting to feel better, all those things, my top three things are prioritized, and I'm like, okay, I can handle the day because I'm going to do these three things first, and then I'm going to do this, this, and this. So it's not just about, bigger biceps, tighter glutes, and whatever, but having a strong core. It's about your mental wellness too. And if you can get in a light exercise workout, you're going to feel so much better throughout the day. Even if it's 10 minutes. And if you're doing nothing and you go outside and you walk for 5 minutes,
you'll feel better.
You'll feel better. You will feel better. So it's physical and, mental wellness across the board.
Well, and it's amazing because there's days whenever I pull myself into a workout at 7 p.m. and I can't work out in the morning. I tried to wake up at 5 today, did not work out. I could do 5:30 for some reason, but 5?
That's early.
Is that extra half hour?
It is.
I try.
Right? It's hard sometimes.
But so I'm typically an afternoon or night worker outer.
And that's a professional term, by the way, worker outer.
Worker outer. Guys, coin it. I'm a worker outer.
Official.
Professional. Yeah, I get a badge.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go to the gym, and I don't want to work out, and I'm mad about it. I sit in my car and wait. I'm like, okay, just go in. Just do it. Just go in. I leave feeling so good and, can take on more, stuff when I get home because I'm feeling chirpy and happy and, running around. So, it's definitely important to just get in there and do a little workout if you can.
Well,
feel better.
When some of my clients come in the door, I'm like, how do you feel today? And they're like, rah, 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 and then I'm leaving you feel better? And they're like, oh yeah, I feel great. This was so good for me. This was great. I'm like, yep. See you next Tuesday or see you on Thursday.
I'm a noon worker outer. And so I run a second, another business. So
that's I eat. Good for you.
Yeah, well, I eat after. I know that the stress of the morning comes in, and I the stress goes away for that hour at lunchtime, and I get to go back to the other office and deal with whatever employee issues or anything I'm having there, or tackle issues at the gym as well. Or a couple weeks ago, my son forgot his violin at home, so I had to drop it off at school, get all the way to the gym, get a 10-minute workout in. The school calls me that he's his nurse, and I have to go pick him back up. Right, because he had a 102 degree fever or something like that. But that 10-minute workout I got in, I felt that much better. Like you said, it's just 10 minutes, it makes all the difference in the world.
And there's days you want to stop working out after 10 minutes and you're like, no, I'll just do the whole thing. So that's your day you get to do that.
Well, and that's coming from, business partner and longtime friend, and he runs another business. But trust me, me being in the business, and I'm on the other side of the spectrum. Like, oh, workout. I'm like, oh, where's the ball? Let me go get the ball. Let me go. Oh, you want to work out? Oh, okay. Oh, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? So I'm on the other side of the spectrum, but I also do have those days. I mean, you know, kids, family, life, doing everything like that. And there are other days, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if you walk out that door, you have 40 minutes. What are you going to do? Go to TJ Maxx because I need to be there again. Nope. Stay here. Get your workout in. And then I'm like, you know, you made a good job, Natalie. You made a good decision. You stayed and got your workout in, because there's days where I just am like done too.
Yeah.
But I have to agree.
Well, and you guys are chamber members. And I think it's important to remind business owners out there, if you have employees, letting them go to do maybe a noon worker outer session, or you know, making sure that they're incentivized for doing something like that. Like, you're going to elevate your office, and everybody's going to be a happier workplace.
Right. Like, all of my employees in my other company have access to the facility, and it's something we're actively looking to do, to partner with other businesses in the area, because there are so many businesses around. Some of them haven't maybe all come back from working remotely, unfortunately, but there's definitely a lot that are there. And go to the website, like I said, fitnessfanaticsinc.com, and send us a note if you want to do a corporate partnership, and we can do something where maybe there's benefits to their insurance that they can get. But having an employee benefit of wellness, of physical fitness, and we don't have a nutritionist on staff, but if that's something somebody would like us to start looking at, we can have those conversations. There's a lot of things we can do to help elevate the employee base in the local area.
And just getting in with the community too. I have, and someone of my clients actually brought it to my attention. You know, she's retired, and she's part of her insurance for her Medicare and stuff like that. She's affiliated with Aetna, right? And Aetna reimburses them $600 a year. Right. So for personal training, she has to take care of the personal training on my end. And then I have to fill out a form for her that says, you know, she came in and did these training sessions these days a week. But that's a benefit for people who are retired, that, you know, I give them the documentation, they send it to their insurance company, and they're reimbursed for that. So who wouldn't want $600 back? Right?
Yeah.
And reimbursement. So there's a lot of different things out there. And I think that our goal is to get people up, get moving, and feeling better.
And definitely keep in mind that chamber members out there, if you think that there's something, some partnership that you guys can do together, either, you know, direct or indirect, definitely meet with them and talk about how you guys can work together for the greater good of our area.
And another thing that just pops into my head, you know, that we used to do it in the back there. We used to have a ride for a gentleman. I was for Cycle for Survival, and it was always in March sometimes, I think,
it was a charity
event. And like I said, the program was called Cycle for Survival, but we would do a 90 minute ride. Like, we would come in and people would donate, you know, anybody who signed up
like
for the class.
Fundraiser.
It was a fundraiser. And you could bring, like, we only have 10 bikes, but you could ride. It was a 90-minute ride. So he was like, who's going to do that? Crazy people do that. But we set it up where it's very manageable, but you could bring a friend. Like, you could ride for 15 minutes and then we'll take a break and switch, you know what I mean? So it's a 90-minute ride. So we have a little event, you know, little appetizers, whatever. And then, but it was a fundraiser for people too. So we have the space and the ability to do that. People think of fitness fundraiser, who would do that? But it's actually a great way to use our space that would be helpful to a lot of great opportunities.
And that might be a good opportunity for those out there who don't do 5Ks. I don't do 5Ks. I walk 5Ks.
Right, which is great, though.
But I would like if it was something different.
Yeah, so I feel that our facility offers a lot. You know, yeah, I guess in a way we say we took it over at a bad time, but maybe we took it over at a good time, too. You know, we're still here. It's 2024. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And, you know, we're pushing forward. Like, fitness is out there for everybody. Everybody wants to feel better. Everybody needs to feel better. Everybody needs stress relief from life, from work, from your kids. You need to fit it in your life.
Yeah,
you really do.
Is there anything else that I missed that we should know about?
I think I mentioned it before, but I think I kind of skimmed over it a little bit, that it's a very secure facility as well. Right, so everybody in there, there's a keypad on the door. It's not open to the public. Nobody can just walk in. So you, like I said before, you know everybody who's in there, and you know that they've been vetted by Natalie and myself. It's not just a stranger that has decided, I'm going to come work out for the day.
That's good.
It is a very Like I said, it's a very private and very secure facility, and we want to maintain that, but obviously we're a business, so we want to grow too. So it's growing with the right people. So we're looking for more fitness fanatics to come in and be the right people with us.
You heard them. Fitness fanatics, get in there and try out their gym in the Great Southern Shopping Center. Call your township. I almost said Greater Southern. That didn't feel right.
Worker-outer.
The worker-outer with the Greater Southern. You got it. So.
And what are we called? Fitness fanatics?
Fitness fanaticals.
Yeah. Worker-outers.
Worker-outers. Oh, goodness. Just spot on with my talking right now. Like, who's hosting this podcast? Why'd they let me do it? Well, thank you both so much for coming on today, and we'll be sure to share this across our podcast channels coming up and all of your information so they can get in touch with you. And here's to physical and mental well-being.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for watching this episode of the Southwestern PA Business Podcast through the Southwest Regional Chamber of Commerce. We look forward to seeing you on another podcast coming up soon.